Now we turn to one of the more vexing questions that many parents will confront this holiday. You're at a picnic or barbecue when your toddler's paper plate suddenly sags and the hot dog and chips hit the ground. He cries, you hesitate. Should you quickly brush off the food and let him eat it or throw it away? At this moment, you might feel obliged to invoke the 5-second rule, the theory that if your picnic food stays on the ground less than 5 seconds, it's safe to eat. Parents joke about the 5-second rule, but is there any science to it?
Well, basically, the 5-second rule is really a myth.
Bob Gravani is a professor of food science at Cornell University.
Bacteria are always looking to adhere to surfaces and obviously looking to sustain themselves. So clearly, if an organism is present and you touch something to that particular surface, the organism will be transferred to it.
And that can take less than a second, he says. Sometimes we imagine that germs are like literal bugs, which need a little time to crawl onto a hot dog bun. Food scientist Charlotte Brennand of Utah State University says it doesn't work that way. Instead, she says, imagine placing your finger onto a plate of ketchup.
Does it make a difference if your hand's on it 1 second, 2 seconds, or three as to how much ketchup you got in your hand? It's contact.
Dr. Brennand is a mother and a grandmother, and she admits her own offspring have survived after eating the occasional fallen food. But always, she says, you should ask, what did you drop, where did you drop it, and who is doing the eating? A dry potato chip rescued from a hot patio is probably okay, but a hot dog on the grass?
Oh, this is a hard call, because the hot dog is a sort of a damp material, so it can pick up more. If you're at the neighborhood park, you don't know what they've been spraying on it. So whether it's 5 seconds or 30, you probably want to be cautious.
And please, she says, resist the motherly urge to blow on iffy food to whisk the germs away.
If the person doing the blowing isn't healthy, they're adding more germs to it. If they have something like a background cold or, you know, you can think of a whole bunch of things that they could have that they're adding to the hot dog.
The experts also scoff at the ever-popular technique of wiping off dirty food with your even dirtier T-shirt. Any doubt, throw it away, they say. Or even better, use the 1-second rule, which is usually the amount of time you have to wait for your dog to get it. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.